I want to thank everyone that came to share this special day with me. Today I'll be sharing about the work God has done and is still doing in my life. For those of you who do not know me, I am Olivia Joy Loniger and I'm 17 years old. I want to open up with this verse: "For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations." Psalm 100, verse 5. I very much enjoyed my growing up years, and my family and I have many wonderful times together. For the most part, growing up, I wanted to do what was right and obey my parents. As a little girl, I enjoyed playing with my brother Jethro, and for the most part, lived a carefree, happy, and innocent life. As I got older, I wanted to be accepted by others, but I struggled to fit in. I struggled with impure thoughts, pride, fantasizing in my thought life, worrying, fear. There were times I lied, I was disrespectful to my parents, unkind to my brothers, and was not always living an upright life. I'm not exactly sure what age I started pushing off salvation, but I'm very thankful for the mercy God has shown to me. My parents would often share with me, and there were messages that were shared about getting right with God, and I would feel conviction, but I just kept pushing it off. I was scared to die, but still took the chance, which was not a wise thing to do because I would not have been prepared to meet Jesus. Then on March 26, I was feeling very miserable, and I wanted to give my life to Jesus, but kept pushing it off. I was grading some school papers, and I even wrote on my hand, "Yes, you can," meaning that I could give my life to the Lord. That night, when my mom came into my room, she felt like there was something not right between us. After saying goodnight, she left my room and prayed that God would not let me go to sleep without coming to talk to her. In the meantime, I had prayed that God would send Dad or Mom to my room. Then she decided to come back into my room before she went to bed. I told her what I had prayed and that I was feeling really miserable. We talked for a bit, then she went to get my dad. I opened my life to my parents and repented of my sins and believed upon the Lord Jesus. I was completely done with my old life and I didn't want any hidden sin. It was a very special time. My heart felt so free and I knew I would go be with Jesus if I died. I now have the power to overcome sin because I have Jesus to help me. Whereas before, I would try on my own strength and it wouldn't last. I desire to walk closely with him all my days. He has been so faithful in bringing verses and songs to my mind. A couple days after my conversion, I was being tempted with something, and God brought these words in Psalm 46:5 to my mind: "God is within her, she will not fail." It was very special to me. Also, one day when I was feeling condemned, God brought a portion of the verse in Romans 8:1 to my mind: "There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit." I am so thankful I have made the choice to follow him. I don't regret it, and for anyone in here that is not right with the Lord, I would encourage you to not wait, as we are not promised our next breath, and nothing in this life is worth separation from God and spending eternity in hell forever. In Galatians 6:8 it says, "For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." I have some other verses I would like to share. Romans 5:8 and 9 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Also Romans 5:12, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned." Today I desire to seal my faith with baptism, and I would like to share a few verses on that. 1 Peter 3:21, "The like figure whereunto even baptism doth also now save us, not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ." And also Romans 6:4, "Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life." Please pray for me, as my desire is to walk with Jesus all the days of my life and live my life pleasing to the Lord. I will do whatever he wants me to do. I also would like to become a member of this body and desire to be an upbuilding member. And if anyone sees me erring from the word of God, please come talk to me. I want to close with this verse: "He hath showed thee, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require of thee, but to do justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with thy God." May Jesus bless you all.
Well, good morning. God bless you all for coming out. And also on behalf of my wife and I, we feel honored and blessed to be able to be parents to such a wonderful daughter as Olivia. Our hearts rejoice. I know the scriptures are very common scripture, but There is no greater joy than to see our children walk with God. But we also know that the anticipation that parents maybe go through of when and why will they not make that choice. So it wasn't a long time, but we did have those anticipations, but we also rejoice greatly at the decision that Olivia has made to follow Christ. Definitely see a complete change. She always was a very sensitive and very sweet girl in the home, very much wanted peace, and she hated strife. So she was a wonderful peacemaker. But as you know, in the flesh, there's challenges. So when you try to walk in this life in the flesh, you don't please God, because it's by faith that we please God. So things about Olivia, I know she's very easy to please. I know if you give Olivia a cup of cold water, it blesses her. She loves that. And she always, one thing she told me a while back while we were praying for her in her later years in life, is she said, "Dad, when I become a Christian, I want to be a real one." So she's a real Christian, and she has a desire to have a clean heart, a clear life. She keeps her life open, and we're very grateful for that. So we're honored to be able to be a part of this day and to pray for us as parents as we endeavor to encourage her and just to be there for her, to disciple her in the ways of God. So again, God bless you for coming out, and thanks for being here.